an enjoyable hour. I predict this will be an enjoyable hour. Later on in the hour, as a matter of fact, I might ask Andrea if she wants to stick around for this. We're going to do the great female survey from Cosmopolitan.com. They ask some questions of Roberta Fasanelli,
saucy,
and Jennifer Horn, and Andrea Metcalf, who is here. Andrea, as you know, we have Roberta, who's the queen of cheap. Jennifer's the princess of cheap. So where can we put, where can we get to Andrea in that whole routine?
The goddess of cheap.
The goddess of math.
How's that?
Math. I don't know.
That's not a goddess. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Light can be a goddess.
Really?
I'd let her be a princess if I could be the goddess. That's a great title. Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be the princess.
She's easy to get along with. All right, so that's coming up later on in this hour. In the meantime, Andrea Metcalf is not here for that. She, as you may know, is the author of Naked Fitness. It's a proven weight loss program. She's into making your body pain-free. I was looking at a picture, actually. I'm going to hold this up for the camera. We are now broadcasting not only in the radio, but televised as well. You want to check out what's going on in my studio, Richie's studio. You go to DougStephan.com and follow the video. Okay, so up to the, Richie, you see this? I'm showing a picture. This is not a picture of Andrea.
Wow.
But it's a picture of a lady. I don't know, Andrea's pretty good. Have you got the web up? You have DougStephan.com up, and you watching the stream of this?
I can't, well? Because when I do that, I have sound coming out of two places.
Really? You can't have that.
It doesn't work.
All right, so here we have a picture of a lady who's bending over. She's stretching.
She's stretching
her calf.
You're seeing her head or her backside?
You're seeing her feet and her head. She's bent over, grabbing her calves.
Yes, right. That's what she's doing. All right. So I guess the question here for those who are big into exercise and understand stretching, for those who want to be big into exercise and don't necessarily stretch or know the benefits of stretching, would you like to explain how it's helped you maintain your shape and fitness and how you explain to others whether you're on NBC's Today Show? You're on ABC a lot this week, right?
Were you on ABC? This morning I was on NBC in Chicago, but yesterday I was on Good Morning America's health show on ABC News Now.
Okay, got it. All right, so how, when people ask you about stretching, or when you're working in fitness clubs or whatever, how do you advise people and is it different for men and women, too, by the way?
It's not really different for men or women, but let me tell you three simple things about stretching. One, most people stretch before they work out, and it's not necessary, and it may actually have you become injured, which
really?
In the past we just said you have to stretch before you work out so you don't get injuries.
Huh.
It's actually the opposite. When we stretch and hold the body in a fixed position, it signals the body that we want length in the tendons and in the connective tissue. So then when we go to move, we're less stable. So do not stretch before your workout. Warm up, slow intensity to a higher intensity to warm the tissue. Your tendons and ligaments are an elastic plastic. As we heat them, they become more elastic. When they're cold, they're like plastic. It breaks when you try and stretch it. So don't stretch before a workout. Always, on the other hand, stretch after a workout. You want to reset all those contracted muscles to a relaxed position so they're not continually pulling on the joints. If you think about it, you run forward, run, you're contracting those muscles in the front of the thighs, pulling the hip bones closer, arching the lower back, putting pressure on the lower back. If you don't start to stand up and stretch those out, then they'll stay in that position, which will increase back pain. So you'll see that people who are big runners have IT band issues, hip issues, back and knee pain issues, especially if they're not consistent stretchers, which most runners aren't.
All right. Now, I'm wondering whether, did I talk to you about walking backwards?
Walking backwards is the perfect dynamic stretch for walkers, runners, and just about everyone, especially, you know, if you've been sitting for a long time or you just did a really long workout, that's a great stretch.
So is it just stretching or does it have other benefits? I think the reason this came up is because someone was telling me we were walking and it came to me for whatever the reason. Or I saw somebody, maybe that was it. I don't remember. But it looked like there was more forward motion on the body the top of the body and the bottom of the body, like somebody's leaning over as you get older and you've walked all these years, you have muscles that are developing, your body sort of tends to lean forward. And so then, hello, voila, just like it came out of the heavens, the suggestion of walking backwards to counter that action on your body.
You are exactly right, which leads me into the third point of stretching, which is we can pull on connective tissue and tendons all we want. Mm-hmm. Until we get a neurologic input, like a muscle contraction, the body doesn't remember to stay there. So it's about stretching after the workout, using muscles to perform the stretch. In other words, if I'm going to do just a simple lunge, I've got to squeeze my butt to open up the front of the thigh. If I wanted to open up the front of the thigh and hold my heel to the glute up to my hips, I've got to, again, squeeze and push my hips forward to really open and let the body remember to hold that position.
In a moment, Andrea Metcalf, who's here, fitness expert and person who is actually quite a compelling character in her own right.
What happened to my princess of cheap? Where did that go?
Well, we haven't gotten that far yet. Listen, don't get too carried away. story of Diana Nyad. We had her on yesterday, and I want to talk to you about her. Plus, your trip to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. We get the story from Andrea Metcalf as we continue along here. Good day. Time is 13 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Now it while supplies last.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
NakedFitness.com is a good place to find Andrea Metcalf, or AndreaMetcalf.com, also a good place, or DougSteffen.com. See Andrea's picture in the contributors box, and you can find out a whole lot about what she's doing, including her plans to climb Mount Kilimanjaro this September. So what got that? Who planted that idea in your head, and who's going to do it with you?
Well, the weird karma thing is a year ago, to almost the date, I went down to the Grand Canyon and back out with the Surgeon General, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who told me that her next thing was to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Mm-hmm. Somehow her karma transferred to me, and I had a group of women in Dallas that are amazing survivors and, you know, just brilliant women who want to choose to climb, as we say, and really make a goal. And so they asked me if I'd like to come along, of which I thought, oh, my goodness, this is so exciting. I've got to go. And then I kind of hit me like, I better get my butt training and be ready to go so I can make it to the top with them.
So what does it require? What doing something like this?
A lot of breathing stuff, too, isn't it, because the oxygen's so thin up there?
That's exactly it. It's not as taxing on the body as I'm interviewing people along the way who have done it already as it is whether or not you can utilize the oxygen effectively. And I'm just crossing my fingers. I'm the last person out of the water diving that I'm hoping that because I use so little oxygen when I'm down under the water that maybe up on a mountain I will be the same.
So is there a connection between this group being from Denver, it being a mile-high city and all, and the walking? I remember riding a bike down from the top of a mountain in Denver a few years ago and how I was pretty uncomfortable because you aren't, if you're not used to the oxygen or the lack of oxygen up there, it can be a problem. So how high is Kilimanjaro?
Well, it's 19,000 in Kilimanjaro, but this group of women on We Choose to Climb are from Dallas.
Dallas. I thought you said Denver. Sorry, I thought you said Denver.
All right, but you're right about Denver. Anytime you go out there, even just kind of walking up the stairs the first couple of days,
yeah,
you notice that you feel differently.
Yeah. You get more winded, that kind
all right,
of thing.
So you were talking about your swimming. We had Diana Nyad, who's 61 years old, has been involved in sports broadcasting for a long time. She's tried to cross the channel between Cuba and Florida, I think, a number of times at various ages in her life. She's determined to do it. She's trying it. When is it? Next month, I think. It's next month. Oh, next week. No, it's next week. She's going to try it. And I wondered what... matter of fact, I thought of you and thought maybe we should have had you on as well to ask some of the important training questions. What does she have to do, no matter what age she's at, in order to be able to pull this off 60 hours, 103 miles? What does that take?
I'll tell you, it takes more mental than anything else. I'm not sure you can really prepare. An Ironman's only 11 hours. So I think really it's a mental focus that's going to be her biggest challenge. I have a 71-year-old gal from Anytime Fitness that wanted to break the world record for holding a plank on your elbows. Mm-hmm. And it was 21 minutes. She went 23 minutes. And then when they submitted to Guinness, there was a guy that still the paperwork was being filled out in Australia who had gone for 33 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of August, what she said when she heard that was like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to train harder. Now, 33 minutes holding a plank on your elbows to me is kind of crazy. And how do you prepare for that? You just keep holding a plank, and she's going to just have to keep swimming and be mentally prepared.
How do you even come up with that?
I don't know.
How does one say, you know what?
Yeah,
I've decided.
Yeah, right, exactly.
To break the record for holding a plank at 71.
All right, later on in this hour, Andrea, Roberta, and Jennifer take the great female survey. It's 21 after right now, though, on the Doug Stampin' Good Day program.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Favorite songs of all time, Steve.
Good for you.
One of the most positive songs ever recorded. Listen to the lyrics of this song, anybody who doesn't know it. Anne Murray. Crank it up, Richie. Crank it up.
Turn your earpieces up, everybody.
Turn your hearing aids up.
All right, crank them up there.
Crank it.
All right, shh. Fine. Andrew, you know this song, right? Spread your tiny
wings and fly away. Why do I see you prancing and taking snow back
with you? This is such a wonderful song. While I'm forever is a story about untrue love. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Okay, now. The
Wait,
question.
That song, I Am Woman, isn't that? Isn't
no,
that
that's Helen Reddy, who is from the same era, recorded for the same record company, Columbia. Anne Murray started. Anne Murray is a second grade teacher, not unlike the lady in north of San Francisco in Mill Valley, but she, Miss, what the heck was her name? Yeah, she started singing with her children in some public circumstance, and somebody heard her. A story the same for the two of them, except Anne Murray created a career for herself, lasted about 25 years. She, by the way, was one of the most popular. You'll find this, crank this up, the last part. Away with you. Okay.
It's the morning sing-along on the Doug Stephan Birthday Show.
My God.
Good for you.
Never in all my years did I think that my broadcast career would bring me here.
But come to this.
No. Listening to Doug sing Anne Murray songs.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm in touch with myself, Richie, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So, keep your hand on the table.
I'm anyway. In touch with myself, too, with a hammer right to the head.
Anne Murray, make sure you make it a rubber one, Richie.
Yeah.
Anne Murray opened the Anne Murray Center in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, which is where she's from, on this day, 1989. That was the last year she had a big hit record. And all the awards, the photographs, the memorabilia, the highlights of her career are there. And so it's kind of cool. It's open every summer. Those of you who want to take a trek up to Nova Scotia, that's where she was teaching school. Somebody heard her. And she had a fantastic career. Do you know that prior to Celine Dion, she had the most success of any woman entertainer in Las Vegas? Here's the something. She was a, she was the simplest, sweetest. I remember talking to her once. Just a really desirable, sweet lady who, because every once in a while she'd pinch herself. Thinking she completely lacked ego. No ego whatsoever. It just was something that and it came very naturally to her. And yet there are people around like Rich McFadden that would make fun of her because of her success. Shame on you.
I know.
For doing that.
I'm a scoundrel.
Terrible. You're an awful human being. All right. So Andrea was pretty good, though. She picked right up on this. The whatever else is going on in the Doug Stephan Good Day program. In a moment, we are going to find out how you, through the Cosmo survey, I guess I can't ask all of these questions. I can ask some of them.
Yeah, Cosmo can get a little racy.
Right. I can ask a few of these questions. Anyway, we're going to have our ladies, Andrea, Roberta, and Jennifer, answer the questions. Richie will scoff. There are a lot of people who answered these questions already, and so we'll maybe compare what the ladies say with what the results have been. It's all about work and what you do on Facebook and how you handle money and that sort of thing. They've already shared the details online at Cosmo.com. But I just thought, what the heck? We've got these three beautiful women, Richie. We ought to ask them. They all have completely different backgrounds. Roberta's got one story. Andrea's got another story. Jennifer, yet another story. So let's see if they have any, if there are answers here that are in common, if they share anything in their beliefs about being women in 2011. How's that? Put yourself ahead 50 years on this one, Roberta, and see what you come up with. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 27th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1617.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1658.42, $829.21 for a half ounce, and $414.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1658.42, $829.21, and $414.60.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Spent a lot of time with the polls the last couple of days at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, the focus was on your local post office because we were talking about the post offices that are going to close down. We were a day ahead of everybody else on that, pretty much as usual. And I don't say that to sound smug. It just is that we're more curious here than most others. So yesterday, we were talking about what everybody else is talking about today. How often do you go to the post office was the poll yesterday. 49% of you said rarely. 24% said a couple of times a month. 9% said almost every day. And yada, yada. So
people on our Facebook page said that they rarely go to the post office. That was the common theme. They would go only when there's a problem. Although there are still a few standouts that say they go to visit their P.O. box or that they actually like going to the post office because they like the smell of the mail stuff. Yeah, the post office's smell. I might have added that in.
Perfect.
Well, living in Manhattan, I always go to the post office because I don't trust putting things in mailboxes.
Yeah.
So I'll just take, you know, the four-block walk to the post office.
Well, you may have a 14-block walk because they're going to close 1,400 post offices this year and another bunch of them next year. And most of them are the ones they just rebuilt. So you figure out how good the management is there. All right. So anyway.
Turn them into a school.
Turn the post offices into a school?
Yeah, or a good restaurant.
That's a good idea. That's a way we'd start
a
chain.
Here in D.C.
How about we do that? Let's start a chain. Andrea, you and I.
Lick the stamp. It could be called Lick the Stamp.
Yeah. Lick the Stamp. Yeah.
Or you can turn it into like some really cool bars and call it Going Postal.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that.
All right, I'm hiring you as my partner instead of Roberta.
I like that.
Richie. It's 25 before the hour. Okay, so Andrea Metcalf is here with Roberta and Jennifer, and we're going to take the Cosmo Quiz, I guess that's what it was called, the Cosmo Magazine. This is an annual survey, the Great Female Survey, done every year, I think. Have you ever taken this before, Andrea?
I have not, but I have seen it.
All right. How about you, Roberta? You ever look at this before?
Nope.
Jennifer?
I have looked at it, but I've never taken it.
All right. We're going to match your answers.
You're not
going to
ask me. I've taken it many times.
Yeah, sure.
This thing's awesome.
We're going to
learn so much about myself.
We're going to see how the answers square up, what Andrea and Roberta and Jennifer say versus what those people who have already taken the survey had to say. Question number one, what's the most important personality trait that makes a guy relationship material?
Sense of humor.
Sense of loyalty. Well, B, sense of caring, nurturing. C, a sense of humor. D, intelligence. All right, Andrea, what do you say?
I'd say humor.
Humor, okay.
You're so full of it.
What do you say, Jennifer? What do you say?
I say sense of humor with props to intelligence, but sense of humor.
What a bad
And Roberta, would you stop it, Richie? All right, Roberta.
Oh, definitely nurturing.
Nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So okay, Richie, what do you want?
Been there, done that. Believe me.
They all say sense of humor.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Okay, my answer is confidence, but it's not on there, Rich.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. I would say
it's a trait. We're not talking about looks.
They all know it's that. Yeah, it's the ego confidence thing. They all want that bad boy.
I want the guy to be confident.
All right. Yeah. 35% said a sense of loyalty. 35% of the people that actually took Ms. Cosmo survey said a sense of caring. 20% said a sense of humor. 10% said intelligence.
He wants somebody to treat
nurturing
him
and caring.
Yeah, they want.
Because you can have all the others, and if a man isn't nurturing or caring, as a woman, you'll be miserable.
All that feel good stuff is a load.
Next, is it important for a boyfriend to have to be husband material? The answer is possible.
It
answers
is when
are,
you're facing 34, buddy.
A, somewhat, though I won't break up with him if I realize he isn't. B, yes, I won't bother pursuing a man who isn't a potential husband. Or C, no, not at all. I don't look that far ahead in my relationships. All right, Roberta, you can be first on this one.
It depends on how old you are. I think if you're in your 20s, doesn't matter.
Right.
I think if
we're talking about you, we're not talking about everybody.
Oh,
we're talking about you.
Okay. So what are the answers again?
The answers are. Thanks for paying attention. Somewhat is the question. Is it important for a boyfriend to have husband potential? Mm-hmm. A. Somewhat, though. I won't break up with him if I realize he isn't. Yes, I won't bother pursuing a man until he is potential husband material. Or C. No, not at all. I don't look for that. I don't look that far ahead in my relationships.
So it'd be no. He has to be husband material.
All right, so that's...
Why would you date a loser?
Right,
like,
so,
if you don't see a potential with them, why would you even date him?
All right, what do you say? Let's see, who's it? Jennifer, you try it.
That's what I just
said.
Same
thing? All right.
Yeah.
And Andrea?
I agree.
You do? Okay, well, you're in the middle here. 47% of the respondents said somewhat, though, I wouldn't break up with him if I realized he wasn't. 39% said what you just said, and 14% said not at all. I don't look that far ahead. All right, next question. This is a great one for me. Do you believe in marriage? A, yes, definitely. B, yes, but it's not for me. And C, no, I don't believe in marriage. All right, Jennifer, you're first.
I'd say sometimes, but that's not up and on there. So I guess I'll say yes, since
right.
I don't not believe in it.
Andrea, what do you say?
I agree. Once you've already been married once, the question has a different connotation.
Mm. Right.
So I guess if it was marriage, yes, I believe in it. Committed relationship is probably the right term for me at this point, though.
All right.
Again, I do not fit in those square boxes.
Got it. And Roberta?
Yes, as long as there's a prenup.
Okay. 85% said yes, they believe in marriage. 11% of the respondents to the Cosmo quiz said yes, but it's not for me. 4% said no, I don't believe in marriage. All right. Richie, you want to weigh in on that?
Yes, I believe in marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. How important is it that your husband or future husband sign a prenup? Let's see. Not at all important. Not very important. Somewhat important. Very important. We just got Roberta's answer already. So I'll go
critically
straight
important
to Jennifer. What's your answer, Jennifer?
Let's just call it naive and still believing in romance. So
okay.
No, not that important.
Andrea?
I'd say no, not that important.
Okay.
I think it depends where you are in your life, though. I mean, if you have a lot of assets and you're older, and a lot of women in their 50s and 60s remarrying have a lot of assets, you want to make sure that the guy who's with you is not, like, you know, with you because he's going to go on a free ride.
Yeah, he's trying to get
make
my
sure
cat.
The guy who's with me has those same assets.
Then you're both going to want a prenup because you want to protect the assets for your children.
I would never marry someone that asked me for a prenup.
Really?
I wouldn't, I wouldn't marry anybody, but it sure is I wouldn't be with a prenup. 41% said not that important. 33% said not very important. 20% said somewhat important. 6% said very important. All right, next question. This is the one.
You're going to pay me if we get divorced, buddy. That's just it.
All right. Next question. If there were no chance of your boyfriend or husband finding out, how likely would you be to cheat on him? Not at all likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, I already cheat on him, or very likely.
I'm going to be honest here and say not very likely, but I won't say it wouldn't happen.
Okay, Roberta?
I'm pleading the fifth.
I know you are. And, Andrea, you don't have to plead the fifth because you're not married either, so.
Yeah, I'm probably in that same camp, not very likely.
No.
But come on, if George Clooney fell on me, I wouldn't run.
All right. 45%.
Keep our options open.
45% said not at all likely. I might be tempted, but cheating violates my morals. 42% not very likely. I might be tempted, but I love and respect my husband too much. 10% said somewhat likely, but I'd feel guilty. 2% said I already cheat on my husband. 1% said very likely. He won't be hurt if he doesn't know.
Only 2%?
Rich, that's it.
What?
Janet would never find out.
Yeah.
Would you ever cheat with Hottie Hottie News Chicks from Telenovela Channel?
She could be the hottest chick in the thing.
Yeah.
I am incapable of keeping that away from her.
Yeah.
I'm an incredible flirt. I mean, you guys know all that.
Oh, yeah.
But like, there's no way that my brain could just keep that inside somewhere. I would be like, and just explode.
Nice.
Tell her.
Yeah. I'm with you. It would be hard.
Yeah.
How many times have you cheated on a boyfriend or a husband? Never. Once. I cheated on guys in the past, but I would never do.
How do you define cheating?
Having.
Yeah.
But not
what
doing.
What about a kiss?
Not. Nah, that's not cheating.
And then there's sexting.
Right. No, I haven't cheated.
Yeah, it's going beyond what Bill Clinton did. It's actually having.
I haven't cheated.
Sex.
No.
All right.
No.
Anyway, I cheated a few times with different guys, cheated a few times with the same guy. I'm cheating now. All right. So
wait, that's you, Doug? Are you telling us something? What's going on?
No, I'm just reading the options that are here.
Answers. Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks very much. Okay, very cute, Andrea. All right, Andrea, you get the first shot at this.
Nope. Nope.
Never. All right.
Nope.
Roberta?
Pleading the fifth.
Uh-huh. Jennifer?
No, I have not cheated.
Okay. Richie is never.
No.
67% said never. 15% said once. 9% said I've cheated, but it's been. I don't know.
But I'm in recovery.
Yeah, right.
Like David Duchovny.
5% said. Is he still with Tiglioni? I thought they got divorced.
No. They split.
Aren't they
I think they split. No, I think they split.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm behind.
4% said I've cheated a few times on the same guy. 5% said I've cheated a few times on different guys. And nobody said they were cheating now. They took the survey. I don't believe that for a second. All right, let's see here.
Go to number 10. Go to number 10.
Number 10. All right. Oh, this is the last one, too. Okay, that's what we have time for. Would you dump a boyfriend if he got fat? Andrea.
Yes or no answer.
Yeah, it's a yes or no. All right, Andrea, what's your answer?
Only if he got a lot fatter than me.
But you're not fat at all.
You're not fat.
So. There you go. The answer is yes, probably, then.
But you have to say it, whether they started off fat or if they were...
No,
if
they got fat.
Maybe the question is, would you be attracted to somebody who was fat, Andrea?
No, it says it's a guy.
I have been.
You have been attracted to a guy who was fat?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what about you, Roberta?
Only if he can't see his jingle.
Okay. And Jennifer?
Only if I can't see.
Love you guys.
If it's missing in action, then there might be a problem. But otherwise, no.
Where
I think
was that thing?
For sure.
Going to go searching.
The answer is 80%.
Tweezers.
And a magnifying glass.
Stop.
80% said no. 20% said yes. There we go. All right, ladies, thank you very much. Thank you, Andrea.
All right,
Roberta,
I'll see you guys next week. I have to go run. I got a workout I have to get to.
All right, well, get working and get cracking and get going and get doing. Andrea Metcalf, check her out again at andreametcalf.com. Look for her picture at dougsteffen.com in the contributors box. You can find out what her wonderful world is all about. Speaking of wonderful, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is next, our medical expert here on Good Day with his daily dose of important medical information.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Planning delicious, affordable, and nutritious meals for your family every day can be a challenge. The solution? Recipe.com, a new magazine and website with over 20,000 recipes and coupons for grocery stores in your area. Chef Colombe Jacobson, host of FoodNetwork.com's Conscious Cooking, has more.
Recipe.com is a new magazine and website from the publishers of Better Homes and Gardens, Ladies Home Journal, and Family Circle. It provides families with a trusted, friendly kitchen companion that helps them serve quick, easy, and delicious meals while also saving money. The recipes come from food experts, best-selling cookbooks, magazines like Food and Wine, The Food Channel, Tyler Florence, and other chefs. With Recipe.com, it's easy to search through 20,000 recipes to find the perfect one, and then find coupons and specials for the ingredients at your local grocery store. It's a great way to save time and money.
Coupons and specials are updated multiple times daily. For more information, visit www.recipe.com.
It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is our medical expert, the Daily Dose of Important Medical Information, some news about Medicare and the drug plan. Let's see what we can find out about that in a moment after we find out more about how you can prevent problems in your stomach, the intestinal system. Prevention. What is the old expression, Ken? An ounce of prevention. Say it again, Doc. There it is. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
That's what the old cliche is.
And so in this circumstance, taking the Healthy Trinity from Natron is a way to prevent problems that come from having the wrong foods and a lot of gas in your system, that sort of thing.
I see many patients that are needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Doug, relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity. It's a brilliant probiotic.
Quickly! Healthy probiotics, the routine that you can get yourself into, either keep you from having the problem or can turn things around. Natron's Healthy Trinity. They are the pioneers in probiotics. And if you would like to try the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge, if, by the way, at the end of the 90 days, the whole thing is if you don't have a happy tummy, they'll give you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health. Get 20% off your order and a free book called The Power of Probiotics. Call 888-9-NATRON. You can go to the web, too. It's natron.com. But it's the best way to get good service by talking to somebody, actually telling them what it is that you're interested in. Natron's Healthy Trinity. Take the challenge at 888-962-8736. All right, so, Ken, what's the story about the Medicare drug plan?
Doug, non-drug-related health care costs, they've been reduced for elderly patients who gain better prescription drug coverage under Medicare Part D. These are the facts published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Most of these health care cost savings were thanks to reduced inpatient and skilled nursing facility care spending, but reductions in costs were also seen in doctor visits.
Are you surprised?
I'm not at all, but I think this is good news.
All right. High rate of mental illness in those who want their nose fixed.
I'm encouraged by the Plastic Surgery Society publishing this article. Someone who just wants a simple nose job, Doug, to shave off an unsightly bump or narrow the bulbous tip. They're also likely to suffer from body dysmorphic disorder. This is a mental condition in which people can't stop thinking about a particular flaw in their appearance to the point where it becomes an obsession. One-third of nose job seekers had moderate to severe symptoms of this disorder.
Roberta, did you have your nose fixed?
Yes, I did. It's something I wanted to do since I was 10 years old.
There we go.
Doctor much proves that one.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who send along their best wishes and the ability for you to get rid of the pain. No prescription needed. Just go to drkenshow.com and get a Salon Pause patch sent to you free so you can try it. Again, drkenshow.com or dougsteffens.com. Look for the Salon Pause button. Click on it. Get your free Salon Pause patch and go pain-free.
I
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Bryan Adams from the Kevin Costner movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Song was number one during this week in 1991. Was there for a number of weeks. The movie was also number one during the same period 20 years ago. That is almost impossible to believe. When you think about Morgan Freeman, some of the other people that were in that movie, seems like it's just a few years ago, doesn't it? Everything I Do by Bryan Adams. Movie music gets us into movie moments. Trucker not here today, so we'll go through all the things, including movie news. We have a movie contest, which we'll do for you. And so you'll be sort of feeling like you're right at home here. That's the idea. Here is the first. This is one of those movies that I think we, from time to time, I don't know if we do this every year, but we certainly brush it off from time to time. Because it was the number one movie during this week in 1982, because it was so unique at the time. A great story, really. That's what you want in a movie, right? You want a really good, sort of fun story. This has a message attached to it, and also is a great story, and it's lots of fun. The people in it were extraordinarily good at making this thing come to life. Some really good actors in this. Let's see if you can get it by listening to the first clip.
I'm an idea man, Chuck. All right?
Got it.
I get ideas all day long. I can't control them. It's like they come charging in. I can't even fight them. If I want to, you know? So I say them in here, and that way I never forget. See what I'm saying?
800-510-8255.
Directed by Opie Cunningham.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it his first movie?
No. Splash was his first movie.
Oh, okay. All right. This is just really good. This is wonderful. The people in this were wonderful.
It's a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love the main guy in this.
800. Well, yeah, he's
the guy you just heard.
Some character actors that are in this, too, that were second to none. 800-510-8255. The rule is you must not have won before on Movie Moments. You'll get the food prize or the Doug Steffen prize. You select it after you come up with the right answer, and you'll get it after you listen to this clip, we hope.
What if you mix mayonnaise right in a can with the tuna
fish?
Hold it! Hold it! Wait a minute, Chuck. Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise. Oh, this is good. Call Starkist.
Great movie.
Tuna fish and feed it mayonnaise.
Yeah.
800 510-825. We don't need any more clips, right?
No. The last one is one of the classics.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a Budinsky, but what exactly is going on?
I don't know, some kind of debutante ball out in the island. Kid wants me to take him and his girlfriend.
And you're going to take one of the morgue vehicles?
Yeah.
It's a limo, ain't it? It's a limo for dead people. Did you see that kid?
800-510-8255. All right, answer coming up, some movie news as well. Stand by.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Stockwell. When I'm thinking of natural disasters, I think of my family and being safe and being able to survive. What's happened recently in Japan and Haiti, New Zealand and Chile, I feel fortunate, but I wonder what would happen to me and my family if that happened here where I live, or there where you're living. Do you have food stored in your home? How would you like 12 servings of the healthiest, simplest to use prepared food storage for free? That's right, free. I'm talking about getting 12 servings of food for free, sent to your home for just a small shipping and handling charge. Go to my website, jackstockwell.com, and click on free food. It'll be shipped right away. There are no trans fatty acids, no MSG, no fillers, just the best food. Just go to my website, jackstockwell.com, just click on free food.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Nutty Professor to the Clumps. Debuted on this date in 2000. Eddie Murphy is most of them, I think. Wasn't he the professor and
he was the whole
all the
family.
Other characters?
Yeah,
really,
the whole shebang.
Wasn't that the first in that genre of finding, there have been a number of these movies done since then, and including one or two by him, where he played all the characters, right? Other actors have done the same thing, but he started it, I think.
Jerry Lewis did the original, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see if we can find the answer to this 800-510-TALK. Here's Charlie in Mobile, Alabama. What do you think the name of the movie is?
Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom. Stars the same guy, right, Richie, but not the right movie.
That's right, yes.
All right, here's Art in Cadillac, Michigan. What do you think it is, Art?
Is it Multiplicity?
It's the same, again,
same, guy, great
same
movie.
Actor, great movie, not the right one. The movie is Night Shift with Michael Keaton and Christopher Lloyd.